I'd like to welcome everybody to this annual meeting, or monthly meeting of the Ambrose Recreation and Park District on this beautiful May 11th, 2023.
Okay, Director Garcia?
Present.
Director Torres?
Present.
Director Hudson?
Present.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Torlakson are absent.
That was supposed to be funny.
It was.
Okay, can everyone please rise and join me for the Pledge of Allegiance? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. All right, do I have a motion? I'm going to rely on you two.
I'll make a motion to approve the agenda as presented.
Thank you, sir. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
Thank you, ma'am. Jess?
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Torlakson are absent.
Thank you. Moving on to the consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items for business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless a request is made by a board member to remove a specific item. Do I have any items that need to be removed, directors? And if
no,
not,
I have
a motion?
I move that we approve the consent calendar.
Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you, sir.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
Director Torres?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Let the record show Director Lopez Garcia and Director Torlakson are absent.
Thank you. We don't have any presentations this evening. Moving on to the General Manager's Report. Good evening, General Manager. It's been 3 years.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
It's so nice to see you.
Nice seeing you. Thank you, Madam Chair and board members. It's great to see you guys and be back live.
Yes, love it.
Yes. Got a couple of items. We're waiting for the playground parts for Anuta. They should be delivered in later this month or early June. Once they're delivered, we'll have a scheduling date for installation. So we've got that one to look forward to and another grand opening. It's exciting. Two movie nights are being planned for August, to be determined. We're going to do them in August because we want that grass to start growing there.
Oh, because they're going to be at the...
They're going to be at the... Ambrose Park. So so we've got some of the logistics worked out. We're looking at movies now, which would be best to show for those events.
Yes.
We've got a hip hop instructor, a ballet instructor, and a cheerleading instructor coming in August. So we're hoping to expand those programs and get them going and growing our recreation offerings here at the community center. Flag football will continue until June 5th, and then we're going to do it again in the fall, but this time I think we're going to work with the city of Pittsburgh and combine with them to grow the program. So right now we have 28 kids, and hopefully with a partnership with the city of Pittsburgh, we'll grow that and have a regular league where they'll be playing different opponents every week instead of the same few teams rotating with each other. So we're excited about that. Of course, the pool is going to open on Memorial Day weekend. We're up for that.
Yes.
Exciting about that one. Just a reminder, Unity in the Community, June 24th. Mark your calendar. All details coming. The sale of Clearland is still in process. They may ask for another extension. That date would be June 12th. And the way the extension works is they have to put up $15,000 for the extension. As long as the sale of the property goes through, it just is applied to the purchase of the property.
Okay.
But it does let us know that they're in good faith, still doing their due process, due diligence, excuse me. And finally, we did get the CDBG grant to replace our carpet in the community center. So we'll be seeing new carpeting. Once the fiscal year begins, we will start the process of getting that project done. So we're excited about that. And we've earmarked some money for that as our 25% match, I believe. And so we'll be ready to go with that. But other than that, that's all I have, Madam Chair.
Oh, that's awesome. So, Director Flores, do you have any questions or comments for our general manager?
Yeah, my question was about the flag football. You said it was running until when?
That is till June 5th.
June 5th. Awesome. Yeah, that's all the only question I have. Thank you.
George Garcia?
No, I have no question.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you so much. Okay. No legal report this evening. Moving on to public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda but within the jurisdiction of the Board of Directors. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speakers. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the Board of Directors. Written communication received regarding items not on the agenda will be filed and may be read into the record at the discretion of the Board Chair. Is there anybody that would like to make a comment at this time? No.
It is okay. Bad.
Okay. Are you sure? We're going to put you on the spot here, girl.
Yes, good.
Okay. All right.
Love it.
Yeah. We're closing it to the public and bringing it back to the board.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. Moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the board chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes, a total of 30 minutes for all speaker. First item, we'll review the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2023-2024 and provide staff with direction. Is there any member of the public that would like to make a comment on this item at this time? Okay, we're closing it to the public and bringing it back up to the board. Is this you, Jeff?
Yes, okay. I can start that. Okay, so not too many changes on this budget. So we'll start with income. The only note I have for income is going to be the Anuta project. That grant gets reimbursed to us after everything's completed and they do a walkthrough, so that won't happen until the next fiscal year, so I'm just going to move that over to that. So that's the only note for the income. For expenses, recreation expenses, I did increase class instructors to 8,000 since we are offering more programs. Class instructors take 70% of whatever they bring in, the participants. The next one would be at the center building, PG&E, so our gas rate increase and more gas usage. And the last thing I did add, you see there, the CDBG match, which is $15,660 on the capital projects at the end.
Where is that, Jeff?
The last page.
Got it. Okay. So let me start with the director. Director Torres, do you have any? You're on the budget committee.
Yes, I am on the budget committee. No questions. Just really.
Anything you wanted to share?
No, just I appreciated the work put into it, and it was good to see that there wasn't any changes.
Cool. Director Garcia, anything you want to share?
Just that it was really good. I mean, it was a short meeting because it was only a few changes and questions. So it's good.
And Director Lopez Garcia.
Yes, I want to say, Jessica, you worked so hard on this. Thank you. I know, because I've been there with you before. And all right, good job.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And I wanted to thank our budget committee, Director Torres and Director Garcia, for you know, being our eyes and ears with Jess. I know she makes it really easy, but it's nice. Yeah. And thank you, Jessica. So, do I have any direction, motion?
I'll make a motion to approve the preliminary general operating budget for fiscal year 2023-2024 and providing staff with direction.
I'll second that.
Review.
Thank you, Director Flores. Thank you, Director Lopez Garcia. Is that correct?
Yeah, you just don't need any action, just any recommendation, but there's no vote needed at this point.
This will go to...
We're just jonesing to, like, vote on something.
That's right. That's right.
We
understand your sentiment, and that's good. Yeah.
Thank you. This will go to public hearing next month. So.
Got it. Okay. We're We'll just practice
a month.
Just warming up.
Yeah, warming up. All right, thank you so much.
Oh, no, we're so happy to be back.
I know.
Thank you.
So no public hearing, no closed session. We're moving on to committee reports, board comments, and items for next month agenda. I'll give each of you the opportunity to report on committee assignments and make individual comments on things that are within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. Director Torres, sir.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The only comment I wanted to make is it's very good to be here in person again. It's long 3 years.
Yeah.
I'm really happy that we have this opportunity to be here in person and for our community to come here in person if they choose to. I'm just really excited for the season. Sounds like some new classes were added. It's really exciting for the community to have some diverse programs. And just really appreciative of actually being here. Because, I mean, 2 years ago, who would have thought, right?
Yeah.
3 years ago, who would have thought we would have lasted this long? So yeah, I'm just really happy to be here and looking forward to another short meeting next month.
Director Garcia,
Eduardo said, just happy to be back. Be looking forward to it. I love you guys. And Jessica, good job on this budget, as always. I appreciate your hard work.
Thank you.
You too, Don.
Whatever your name is.
Whatever your name is.
It's a guy's name. That's close enough.
Director Lopez Garcia.
Are we doing our reports there, or where?
Yeah. Committee reports?
Yes, I did. This Saturday, we had a dumpster over there on Clearland and Willow Pass, and I think it's the best one we've ever had.
Really?
Thank you. Thank you so much, Mr. Doug, for letting us use the area. I mean, we had over 100 cars come through, and I lost count after 50. And we had 10 dumpsters. They were full to the limb. I had to send away 5 carloads, and I felt bad, but we had no more room. I had people even up there trying to level it because it has
send
to
the kids up to
and we even had men there trying to level it up, but oh my God, there was just so much.
Yeah.
And even Farrell Glover came out, which was really, really
wow.
Nice. Yeah. And he never comes out. As long as I've been there, he's never come. But I really thanked him very much, and all the people that volunteered. It was just wonderful. And I want to thank you for opening that space for us, to making it available for us. It was just really, really nice. And the next one is going to be November 6th of this year. So, I mean, I put flyers all over the place. I put them over my area, over here in Clearland. I put some back here. I posted it in stores and stuff, and I stopped after I think I went through 150 pages of just flyers that I put everywhere, taped, whatever I could do. And the word got out, definitely got out. But thank you guys so much. It was so wonderful.
Trash company sponsored this one?
It was both of them.
Oh, okay.
It was both of them.
Nice.
I think I had 5 for 1. Where they kept coming back and forth.
Wow.
As soon as one got empty, they bring another one.
Wow.
So it was just ongoing, but it was just, wow, I can't believe this stuff.
Wow.
I mean, it was so much stuff, and I thank God, because this time we got to give tires. We had like 45 tires. And I thank God that they got extra money to pay for them.
Wow.
Because if not, they'd be all over Bay Point, on the corner of somewhere, but oh, it was just so great to see the people, and they were all so grateful, so, so grateful, and I want to say thank you, and I'm glad to be back. Sorry about being late. There was a dog that kept me. Somebody lost their dog. He wouldn't leave my garage. I'm trying to get out of my car, out of the garage, and he wouldn't let me. A big old German Shepherd, beautiful. I mean, if I didn't
you
have,
could have brought him next time.
Oh,
right.
Okay. But he was gorgeous. If I could keep him, I would. But I just couldn't get out of my garage. So I'm sorry for being late, but it was a dog problem, a real dog.
Right, right. Well,
but
thank
that's
you.
It.
Thank you so much. I just wanted to mention it was really nice, the opening of the Lynbrook Playground. We had so many wonderful kids and families out, and it was really neat to see the kids playing on, you know, on the slides and the, I mean, and every single day when I go by there, it has never, it's always busy.
Yeah,
it's always
cool.
Busy. It's really, really cool, and it's just so cool, and I can't wait for Anuta. So that was really exciting. And the girls and I went out for a park tour a couple weeks ago, and it was really nice to be able to show them our parks, because I feel so proud of our parks and our park district, and it was really, really nice. So anyway, I don't have much more to add than that, except for to say to our general manager, thank you so much for everything that you do, and Jess and Marlene. You're just such a wonderful face of our district. I'm just so happy to have you, and thanks for coming tonight.
Of course, yeah,
yeah.
Chris.
Okay, so do I have...
I move that we adjourn to June.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Okay.